Welcome to Pixel Donkeys.
Welcome to Pixel Donkeys.
All right, so this is a podcast about video game news. We talk about stuff that's currently going on. We have a top 10 list, and it is made by me, your host, Devin King, with my cousin,
Mikey Rudolph.
All right, so before we jump into the go head on into everything, we have a list of items. We're just going to, you know, go for it. So before we start everything, Mikey, why don't we talk about our feelings to each other? No, let's talk about each other. So, all right. So, my name is Devin King. My favorite genre of video games are RPGs. I am currently playing a game called The World Ends With You. It is a badass game. What do you want to say?
I've heard of that game. Like, I've seen people, like, play bits and pieces.
So, there's some really good writing that goes on in that game. So, let me see if I can try to describe it to you. So, first and foremost, I should say that this is a very decisive game. Either you think this is, like, one of the best games ever made, or you think it's, like, the Michael Bay it's awful.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
The Assassin's Creed Unity of video games. And, basically, if I was going to describe it, it came out on the Nintendo DS in 2008. And what it is that it's an action RPG. So what you do is that you have this story, and the best way I could describe the story is a modern twist. No, that doesn't even sound right, because it's written like a teen novel. If that makes any sense.
But
a good teen novel.
So, kind of like Young Justice?
Oh, dude, I wish. I love Young Justice. But it's more inclined to, like, Maze Runner and that sort of genre and Hunger Games. It's not bad. So it's written by... It was developed and published by Square Enix. And I believe Nomura, the guy that created Kingdom Hearts and does all the art for Final Fantasy, he helped with this game. I don't know if he created it.
So that's got to be a ridiculous story.
What's hilarious, I took a picture of this, and I'll show you later, but one of the characters said, man, I wish I had more zippers. The writing in this game is pretty good. The only complaint I have about this game is that there's...
He could probably give some.
Yeah, he could. He's pointing to my Shulk amiibo. One thing I love about this game is the writing, but I should tell you what it is. So, it's an action RPG, like I just said. So, basically, it's a very... your pace kind of RPG. It goes by your pace and what you want to do. You change the level that you want to be at.
Really?
Yeah, so you can level up, and you will level up. You can't start out going to level 100. There's only two difficulties. You have normal and easy.
Really?
So basically, I'm playing on normal, and what you can do to get as you level up, you can take down your level. So let's say that right now I'm at level 10. I can slide down my meter to level 5, and I will have low HP, I will have weaker attacks, and I'll do all this stuff, and basically, if I'm able to beat a battle on this level, I get more rewards. So,
That's
really cool.
That's really cool.
And the gameplay is super weird. So, on the top of the screen, you're playing a fighting game. On the bottom of the screen, you're playing a... real-time Okami game with your stylus. It's the best way to describe it. Go online, look it up. I feel like we've talked way too much about this. It is an amazing game that I wanted to get to, and I am... Oh, my God. Like, I sank 5 hours into it yesterday.
Nice. I need to play this.
I always start out my years with... and after I'm finished with it, I'll let you borrow it. But I always start out every single year with a good RPG. And, you know, I really like Dragon Age Inquisition this year, but it didn't click... It just, maybe I was too busy or whatnot, but it just didn't happen for me. So, I remember last year, the first game I play every year is always a really good RPG. So this year I'm playing The World Ends With You. Last year I played Xenoblade Chronicles, and the year before that I played Fire Emblem Awakening. That
was my first.
So, like, I have, like, this thing going on with really good RPGs. So, what are you playing right now?
I am playing Far Cry 4, and holy crap.
So, like, how would you describe it? Like, what's the plot? People that aren't familiar with Far Cry 4.
You're sent to the country of Kyrat to spread your mother's ashes.
Would you say that the country of Kyrat is, like, this... How would you describe the country? Because I'm pretty sure there's no country called Kairat.
I guess, like, North Vietnam, during, like, when that was a thing.
I played through this. I love this game so much. You know that how much I love this game. Yeah. It takes place in, like, a weird India.
Yeah, something, like, very Eastern, if that's the word.
Yeah, and, so, do you like first
smooth, person? Smooth combat. The weapons are all unique. It's a huge step up from 3, the amount of weapons you get, and many different things you can do with them.
Yeah, so would you say that you like first-person shooters? Because this is a first-person shooter action adventure game.
RPG.
RPG. It's everything, though. But
Skyrim with guns.
Skyrim with... probably shouldn't say that. The person that said that, I believe it was a Kotaku article, got ripped to shreds.
Yeah, he completely, like, got a new ass.
So, yeah, that game's pretty awesome. So what kind of games do you like to play?
RPGs at the front. All the other ones, JRPGs, I guess, similar. Yeah. Hack and slashes.
You like Western RPGs.
Yeah, I like those too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to The Witcher 3. That game, it looks bomb diggity. So,
bomb diggity.
Yeah, so his full name is Michael Rudolph, and we didn't say that earlier.
It's Mikey.
Yeah, he's Mikey. I'm Devin. I'm 20. He's 19. We're cousins. All right, so, just to get a little bit more about us, so we're going to talk about one game that we really liked last year and one game we're looking forward to this year. So do you want to go first or me?
You can go first.
Okay, so I'll talk about last year. My favorite gaming experience, like, as a whole, I was thinking about this because this is a re-record of our first episode, and I said something different the first time, but what I'm going to say is the only game that I played twice last year, it was so good I played it twice, and I played it with you. You know what it is? Guacamelee! Super Turbo Championship Edition.
That was a good game.
I love indie games, and it is amazing indie game. It's a beat-em-up Metroidvania.
El Metroid.
Yeah, it's the Mexican Metroid. I almost said Spanish Metroid. All right, well, we already lost an entire ethnicity audience of our podcast.
We'll win them back.
We'll win them back eventually. Just playing that with you was just amazing.
That was a crazy game, and just screwing with your head reminded me so much of Metroid and just made me miss Metroid.
Yeah, so what's one game that I know what you're going to say?
Dragon's Dogma.
Really?
Boom.
Boom.
Slam.
So, really, what game were you looking for that you really liked last year?
Mine was Dark Souls 2.
Of course.
But I'm going to talk about Dragon's Dogma because that was a more interesting game.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was Shadow of the Colossus RPG. That's the best way to describe the game.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. That's why I'm, like, trying to get you to play it. It's a fun game.
I'm not familiar with it, so can you, like, describe it to me? It's a Western RPG, right?
No, JRPG.
JRPG, who
makes... Like, not your usual...
Who's the developer?
Capcom? Yeah.
When did this come out?
Not, like, a little bit ago. I can't remember exactly, but they came out with DLC, or it was a expansion for the game, and, like, that's what they sell now, and, like, updated the graphics and added a whole new chunk of gameplay.
Is it turn-based?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's Shadow of the Colossus.
That sounds really awesome.
It's really cool.
We're not going to talk about this today, though, but the trademark for Last Guardian
expired. Feel so bad for them.
And Sony Studio Japan went out and said that it's still in development.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever. I think that, I guess they're just going to change the name, but,
to Final Fantasy 15.
Yes, to Final Fantasy 15. You know, that would be my most anticipated game this year, but, there's no way that's coming out this year.
No.
Sadly. I am looking forward to trying out the demo.
The demo looks awesome.
So, my plan for next month, Type Zero, which I'm super looking forward to, comes out on March 17th. It comes with, you have to buy the game to get the Final Fantasy 15 demo. So, what I was going to do is, I was just, because I have so many games to play, I was just going to play the demo. Personally, I wanted to just play the actual game, because that was super critically acclaimed, and it's sad that it never came to the West.
To me, it looks like Attack on Titan mixed with Final Fantasy.
That's what it supposedly is. It's the only rated M mature Final Fantasy. It's supposed to be the mature take on on
blood.
It. Blood of women.
Bloody boobs.
Bloody boobs. And so yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, but I'm not going to start it. You know why? I'm only going to play the demo, because it comes out the week after that. Because there's no way I'm going to be able to finish Type Zero.
Yeah. Wait, what comes out the week after?
I'll talk about that game in just a sec.
Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it is. Blood? There is blood. There will be blood, but there will not be Daniel Day-Lewis in it or P.T. Anderson.
But
yeah. Let me talk about my most anticipated game of next year. Fire Emblem.
This year. You said next year.
Oh.
Final Fantasy 15 is next year.
Final Fantasy 15 is next year, but this year, what I'm looking forward to, is a little game called Fire Emblem. Now, it doesn't have a name in the West currently, but it is called Fire Emblem If. In Japan.
You were the bad guy?
Yeah. I loved Awakening so much, dude.
You convinced me to go back and finish it, because I did that thing with Nintendo games where I don't finish them.
Like, I can't wait for that, but we don't know too much about that. All I know is that I am going to disappear off the face of the planet when it comes out. So, it's coming out in summer in Japan. So, that has not to be a long. Fall game.
Yeah, not too long after.
That game is coming out November 21st, 2015. I bet you a steak. We're just going on air, and if it doesn't come out November 21st, 2015, I'll buy it.
Is Fire Emblem Awakening going to come out before or after the next Assassin's Creed game? Because that's going to be around November or December.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. The reason why I say November 21st is because that is Zelda Wii U will come out on that day.
Ooh.
Do you know why? Do you know why they both will come out on November 21st? Because that's
both platforms.
Because I believe that's the day that the NES released, or the Super Famicom, or something like that.
Nintendo release.
Yeah, and so every year they always like this. Last year they had Pokemon X and Y, and I forget what it was. They had Pokemon X and Y. Pokemon Alpha Ruby and Omega.
And Smash.
Yeah.
That was the other one.
Yeah, Smash Wii U and Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. I totally said that backwards. But, yeah, those two are some huge-ass games.
Those are
we don't have release dates yet. Those are coming out this year. I mean, they're coming out on that day. I would bet money on it. And if they are wrong, I will get you a steak. Because by then, I'll probably want a steak. So that's my excuse.
I want steak every day.
But you are looking forward to a game that I am looking forward to as well.
Bloodborne.
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 All right. So Bloodborne is a game by Miyazaki.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that made Spirited Away. No. Yes, he made it. And there, Princess Mononoke is free DLC day one. Pre-order. Get your pre-orders now. No,
you gotta make me cuss ridiculously. I made the same mistake.
So, what Miyazaki?
I don't remember his first name.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up right now because I know.
Because I thought it was that same Miyazaki because there's enemies in the first Dark Souls that looked exactly like something from a Miyazaki movie, like the how they do. Have you seen the cat bus from My Neighbor Totoro?
Yes,
that's what some of the enemies looked like.
Oh.
I was like, no way, that makes so much sense now. Then I looked up, different Miyazaki, but still, both beautiful.
Hideaki Miyazaki. He made Demon Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, and Bloodborne now.
He made Armored Core games. Oh my god. I love those games.
Are those like Dark Soul games?
Not at all.
Oh, really?
Completely different game. Loved them, though.
The Last Raven, that seems very Dark Souls. That's Xenoblade X.
It's giant robots. It's so cool.
That's pretty awesome. Alright, so, anything else you want to talk about Bloodborne, other than we think it's going to be awesome? The one thing I do want to talk about, we talked about this on our first pre-recording, is that, this comes out next month, and Dark Souls 2, on PS4 and Xbox One comes out the month after.
Now Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin.
We can talk about how, you know, they're going to complete this. They're supposedly going to complete the story and whatnot this time. But what I want to talk about is that, from what we've seen, Bloodborne is going to be this more faster pace. It's going to be more fast-paced. It's going to be more fluid. It's supposed to be faster. And, like, is it going to suffer? Are people going to want to go back to Dark Souls 2 after this?
If people haven't played before, it's people who are fans of Dungeons & Dragons are going to go to Dark Souls 2. People who are fans of Van Helsing are going to go to, like, Bloodborne. Because that's how the two are to me. That's how they look.
Bloodborne's very Victorian, though. Mm-hmm. I will say, like, I love Tim Burton. Even his
yes
stuff. Not, I mean, like,
yes
stuff is okay. Oh, I gotta send
Johnny Depp needs to be in Bloodborne.
I should say his bad, Tim Burton's bad stuff is okay. Let's see. I gotta write that down. 15 minutes exactly is when I cursed. First one! Woo! 15 minutes in!
I almost cussed earlier.
Ah, dude. You need,
when you're talking about Miyazaki.
I guess I'll just put, like, Captain Falcon's yes in.
Yeah.
It.
Yes!
Or, like, come on!
Come on!
I don't know. I'll watch it be like, show me your moves or something completely unrelated.
And I'll hate you.
Okay, so, Bloodborne looks cool. Looking forward to this. Comes out next month. Super hyped. Alright. So, you ready? Gonna start this.
Alright.
Alright, so, we're gonna... Should we have, like, a name for, like, this set? I mean, this is pretty much, like, the meat of what this podcast is gonna be about. Should we call, like, this list something?
You should have, like, that noise, like, that they had for news hours, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, but they do that on so many other podcasts.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Do-do-do.
Have you ever watched, we should probably cut this part out. I'm not sure.
I might. I don't know. I might leave it in.
I'm trying to think of a show I can't, so never mind. Newsroom. Have the music from that. It's like 5 seconds or less.
I'll like put in like
Jeff Daniels screaming or something.
Something like that.
It's like news.
So, all right. So, let's start the list. I'll put in, I don't know if it's copyrighted, but
it's,
like,
that's totally copyrighted. I know exactly what you're going for.
Oh, damn it.
I do not want to get copyrighted.
You know, I read
lawsuits.
No, but like, I've read so much about like copyrighted claim on just to prepare for this, so man, it probably
just,
is
just go through Nintendo noises.
I will. Video game noises are easy. Our theme song, that our intro and what will be our outro, is from a game called Puppeteer, which I love. You should totally play, just in case you were curious about that. But all right,
go and buy it if you want Last Guardian to happen. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the only way that game is ever going to come out
in America, at least.
Our great 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 grandchildren are going to play it. So, all right, let's start the list. All right, number one. On February 13th of last week, we're recording this on February 17th, 2015, there was a couple of releases. Do you know what they were?
No.
One is sitting right in front of you. Actually, two are both. They're both sitting right... one isn't with us right now. It passed away. Not really. I just didn't buy it yet. But the new Nintendo 3DS XL came out in America, along with the Shulk amiibo. But what I didn't get is Majora's Mask 3D. Now, I love Majora's Mask...
Or a back,
but we'll explain that better. What he's talking about is that my new 3DS, you have to take in screws in and out to change the SD cards. And I need to buy a new one real quick because I did the transfer and I want a bigger one. And it's snowing really hard in Missouri. And I have my SD card at school for video production. And it got canceled. And so I'm kind of screwed. And I don't want to like unscrew. I don't want to like rescrew my back and then have to unscrew it. But anyway, let's get some impressions because I've played with this for quite a while.
So is there anything in there right now at all?
Yeah, I got the World Ends With You. But
like the SD card?
Check this out.
Ooh. Ooh, that's...
I bought the theme. You ready for this? I don't know if you can hear through that microphone, but I bought the Majora's Mask 3D, the purple theme for the 3DS.
Should
check
we
this
use
out.
That for the news?
Maybe. I'll think about it.
We should go over stuff.
Yeah, we should. We will after this, but ready? Listen to this.
Oh.
No. You ready for this? Hold on, hold on. Ready for this? Hold on, hold on. That's not a sound effect. Ready?
Oh!
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Chills down your spine.
All right, let's go back. There are some other menus.
Sub-Zero just touched my back.
There are some other things that go on, but for the most part, let's get your impressions. Hold it, and then use that new...
I just wish the back was different.
Use the... it will change.
Oh, okay.
He's using the new C-Stick. How do you feel about it?
It's not too bad. I mean, you got... Okay, that's better. Okay, it's not too bad. I like it. I was surprised. I was like, what is this nipple doing here?
I haven't really tried it yet with an actual game. I probably will get Resident Evil Revelations. So I hear that game's really good. And it does use camera control.
I was going to say, is this mostly for camera control?
That's why they call it the C-Stick.
Are you going to censor that out?
Well, they don't need to see. Exactly. I don't need to censor out you flipping me off.
I know.
So, pretty cool, right?
I like it. And isn't the color scheme on these from the Super Nintendo?
Super Famicom, okay. The one that released in Japan. It's confusing. It's super confusing and whatnot, but it's cool. Also, we have Shulk Amiibo, right, with us. He's really feeling it.
The only thing they need is a button to do a taunt, like on the sides. I'm really feeling it.
You know, I really like Xenoblade. I love Xenoblade Chronicles. I'm buying the 3DS port and the new 3DS port. I used to own the Wii U version, but when I found that it was coming to the new 3DS for $40, and I was able to sell it, and it was really expensive, I sold it. I like traded it in for like $60.
Nice.
$60, so like,
I have to say, I can't wait for the 2DS version of this, where it's just gonna be a giant piece of toast.
That's gonna be ridiculous if they release a new 2DS.
I feel like they're not going to, but fingers crossed for me, because I don't care about 3D still. But wait, didn't they improve it with this?
Yeah, it tracks your eye movement now. It's not necessarily improved, but
it works
better. It definitely works better.
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
All right, so on to the next one, which is our favorite thing ever. So about when did this drop? So on February 11th, 2015, the first Hitman Agent 47 trailer debuted.
Right there, the bell noise. Dun-dun!
All right, so let me just explain what happened in that trailer. Well, actually, I have no idea how to explain what was in the trailer, because it was just generic.
Oh, yeah, completely. Shoot them up in the worst way possible.
So, what are your impressions of this? Because they can already tell
Blue cars.
We hate this.
Lots of blue cars. Look for blue cars. Count them. I didn't, but it caught my eye too much, and it was annoying. But that's not even the big part, is that he is not acting like an assassin at all. He's going full explosions everywhere. He walks through the metal detector, gets detected. It's like, that's one of the like main obstacles you have to go through in the game, and it's always go around it, like put like your fancy suitcase somewhere beforehand and then go through so nobody like recognizes you. Doesn't care, just walks right through.
Shoot him up, guns blazing. We thought what's her name had who's the actress in this, we thought that Hannah Ware, who's the actress in this. We thought, like, we totally thought her, like, nipples were in this, but apparently I was wrong. It was
her hair.
That's all that I have to say about this trailer, other than it looks just
stop
awful.
It right now.
It just looks horrible.
Agent 47 barely talks. You can't do a movie with him. And whenever they do a movie with him, hey, let's make it a shoot 'em up. That's not what the games are. It's about being an assassin. If you're a good assassin, you don't need to shoot up. You get your piano wire out and choke everybody.
They don't get the point. I mean, what do you think about, like, live-action movie adaptations of games?
In my opinion, if you're going to do a game movie, it has to be animated.
I mean, I actually looked this up because I was writing a paper about this a couple weeks ago. But there is not one. There might be one. There is no video game, live action video game movie adaptation that has above a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No surprises.
I could be wrong on that. It might be 60 or something like that, but
I couldn't think of one.
Or it might be 55
that left a good impression on me.
Oh ever. No, and ever. there's a lot of them.
There's too many.
In fact, I think from what I saw, there are more in development right now than like that have ever been released.
Okay, have you seen the Dante's Inferno movie?
Is it?
It was an animated one.
Yes, I did.
Dante's Inferno was an okay game. That movie was amazing. It was based off the game. And
much better.
The
much
action better. Was ridiculous. Like, you can't do good action with live action, in
it's
my opinion.
It's free on YouTube, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that or Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it's better than the game, right?
He does horse stunts.
That's awesome.
The game was fun. Like, I wouldn't say it was better than the game. Like, the game, I don't know. But good movie, in my opinion.
Do you think there will ever be a good live-action video game adaptation?
One that was... You had to get a realistic game to have a good live-action movie for me.
I don't know. Like, and it has to eventually happen,
maybe
right?
Maybe Half-Life, if they did movie.
It has to eventually
but
happen,
never mind.
Right?
Gordon Freeman doesn't talk, and it'd be weird if they have him talk.
It has to happen eventually, right?
They're doing Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
I'm interested in that, honestly.
Well,
that's...
What do you have? Who's the main actor in that?
I can't remember.
He plays Magneto, and I can't believe I'm blanking out on him.
Michael Fassbender.
Michael, who's one of my favorite actors. I'm just thinking about so many things right now.
I kind of forgot about that, so I'm excited for that, actually.
I mean, if there's anyone that's going to pull it off, it's Michael Fassbender. But think about... speaking about another movie with an amazing actor that wasn't that well. Prince of Persia. Jake Gyllenhaal. Amazing actor. Incredible actor.
Yeah.
Did you ever see, Nightcrawler?
No, I never
did. I went to a press screening for that. That was my first press screening movie. It was really good. Also, before we go back to what you wanted to say...
No, I was just saying, we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
We're talking about video games.
Yeah. Well, it's okay to go off tangent.
Okay. I saw that.
Yeah, I got that from, that's a poster he's pointing at of, Kingsman, I got from the press screening of that. That movie is awesome.
Yeah, I want to see it. I forgot Samuel L. Jackson is in it.
Oh, he's the main villain, and he's incredible. It's very Pulp Fiction-y. It's very Quentin Tarantino-y, and just...
Does he... Okay. Does he say mother...
Show me a moves!
to center that, but...
Exactly, that's why I paused for a second.
I'm glad... God, what time is it? 26:46. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. It's rated R. It's super rated R.
Good.
But, as long as we just keep those two parts in, I don't have to edit this too much.
Yeah, hopefully, just put it down when you do.
And hopefully cleaning this isn't just an awful train wreck. Well, I mean, we have a better microphone.
Yeah, this one's way better.
The reason why this is a re-recording is because I spent a lot of money on these two microphones, and the quality wasn't really good. I got a new microphone for less than what they both were, and the quality is amazing.
The blue snowball.
The blue snowball.
Give it credit. We gotta give it credit, because this is an amazing microphone.
All right, so that's enough about the Hitman trailer. Oh my god.
So, wash that out of my mind.
Moving on to number 3.
Yee.
All right, so... On February 10th, 2015, a little game came out called Evolve. Now, do you have an impression of Evolve? Because I didn't buy it. I haven't played it at all.
I watched someone play a little bit of the beta. That's most experience I got. It's Left 4 Dead with aliens, pretty much.
I mean, right now we got it on the Google page. We have it on the Google page. IGN gave it a 10 out of a 9 out of 10. Oh my god, they gave it a 10. No, they didn't. GameSpot gave it an 8 out of 10, but the community on Steam gave it a 6 out of 10.
That's more appropriate, I think.
Well, I mean, the big deal that people are making, about it is that there's not that much content.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it. There wasn't much.
I mean, is this Destiny over again? I mean...
I don't know. Less than Destiny, I think, honestly.
I mean, we'll see.
Destiny had a huge world, and you got items for doing things. This, you level up your character. I think you buy stuff for him. And I'm not sure if you can do anything with a monster, actually. Like, it's the only
way... You can play as it.
The only way you can level up stuff, I mean, is when you're in-game and you have to eat you have to eat other monsters.
I think you can eat people, too.
Yeah, that works, too. Just eating stuff. That's how you level them up. But once you start a new game, you're back.
I do that in real life, though.
Yeah, don't we all?
Oh, and the world ends with you. You eat stuff, and, what that does is that it's just regular items you buy, but it increases your stats permanently.
Really?
Yeah. And
so, like, you can eat a sword?
Yeah. And you have to... And what's cool is that... No, it's just, like, bowls of ramen. And
oh,
shit.
Okay.
And, like, just trivial stuff.
I thought you just meant, like, eat anything you have. Like, I don't want this sword anymore.
Yeah, you can only eat one thing at a time.
Every level up?
You can eat a pace, and depending on the... and when you go in battle, you eat, like... I don't know, 30% of it. What's really cool about that is that, so you can technically not fight any random encounters in that game.
Really?
So what you do is you can press this button and the world ends with you, and a bunch of enemies will flash, and basically you go on the screen, you'll tap as many as you want to fight at one time, and it'll just go over and just keep on going executive battles. And
so you
battles.
Just grind like crazy?
Yeah, and battles are super fast-paced. They're a little confusing because there's like a puck that's going back and forth. But enough of that. We already talked about The World Ends With You and how it is really, really
that's
good.
That's a nose bat.
Let's go back to...
Evolve.
Evolve. Alright, so...
Okay, I just want to say, and give it some credit, the monsters look amazing. The differences between them are wonderful and really unique, but there's, like, three of them, and then there's a fourth one that you have to get as DLC.
Well, segue into what I wanted to talk about earlier.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to, so I was just saying.
So... Alright, so this comes from a Polygon article. Turtle Rock Studio, which is the studio that obviously developed Evolve, has a monstrous amount of downloadable content prior to the game's launch. That doesn't even include the $60 worth of skins and cosmetic items to make up the sale. So, basically the game is... Let me see. So, the game alone... is $60.
Yeah, as usual.
You can buy the deluxe edition for $79.
What do you get for that?
So you get, let's see, you get access to the season pass, hunting season pass. You can get the alone one. If you just buy the regular game, the season pass is $25. It includes 3 skins exclusive to the pack and 4 new hunters.
Wait, really?
And hunters will be available individually for $7.50.
What? Okay, I was going to say that too. The hunters all looked unique and cool. I thought there's a bunch of them, but no, never mind.
Yeah. Also, if you take up the total of all DLCs individually... it's $74.67. Now, before we...
For the DLCs? All those?
Yes.
Okay,
Not
the game itself. Oh, my God.
So, we need to understand, and they did comment on this, because people were... They were giving their fun word. So, we needed to definitely address this. So, when a game gets developed, about a year prior, before it's released, because games take about 4 years to make... believe it or not, Watch Dogs took 5 years to make, which is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Considering they had, like, I don't know, like 2,000 people work on it. This is why indie games are more profitable, because even though you'll have 2 people working on it, they make, like, 2 people making, I don't know...
A game that sells just as good.
Sells 50,000 downloadable copies that are $20 each versus 5,000 people making a $60 game. Like, there's a big thing. And DLC, unfortunately, it's healthy to developers because once a game gets developed, the developers are the first people to get fired. They get laid off. It's just how it happens. So DLC is what they can do after a year prior before the release. That's when they start debugging, balancing, whatnot. So a year prior to the release is when marketing goes in, and that's when developers start making DLC. So it's an unfortunate manifestation of it. I mean, Red CD.
Yeah, they're doing all free.
Is that the correct studio? I'll find
Project...
out. Project Red CD, I think.
Something like that.
CD yeah. Red. Yeah.
Witcher 3, man.
Yeah. We already said we're looking forward to the Witcher 3. I wanted to talk about...
CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, CD Projekt Red. I wanted to talk about them because they're releasing 16 free packs of DLC.
Holy!
As a way to stand against Bad Corporation. That, when I read that story, I was just like, it's done. I'm buying this game. I have to support this. Even though I understand where DLC comes from, and it is... unfortunate, a modern necessity. Games take forever to, you know, develop now, especially on, like, on more advanced technology. That means they have to do more debugging. That means developers aren't used longer. That means they have more time to do DLC. So it's a weird ecosystem going on, and it's a sad fact of life that I think we need to
change.
I do wish it could change, but it's something, and I'm glad The Witcher's doing this.
It can change. I wish it would change faster, like, because it's just so much DLC. I hate seeing any DLC that's $5 or lower.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I know we're talking about video games, but your beard looks very nice today.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks awful. I'm joking.
Is it because you haven't shaved it, recently?
I have not shaved in a while.
It's growing. It's growing. I like it a lot, actually.
Thank you.
It's pretty thick. Dude, I can't connect my stash to my, like, chin strap.
Mine don't, actually. It's... the mustache is going down, kind of.
No, it looks like it does.
It's filling in now, but that's how I used to it for a while.
Mine's still not filling in, and I'm a year older
but
than
actually,
you.
But, actually, you should be happy that's not there, because eventually it goes in your mouth.
Oh, that's gross.
Not completely, but, like, where it's, like, right here, so the hair goes in my mouth. Sometimes I just yank it out.
That's beautiful.
Hey, that's the facts of growing up with a beard.
I just can't. I wanted to do facial hair, and I just can't. It's too easy.
It's something you have to be dedicated to, I think. You have to go all the way, because it starts out...
Show me a moves!
You know, I might be really...
Put that time down. Because I just said that.
Oh, what time is it? 36:15.
Around there, yeah.
Yeah.
I said a bad word.
Well, dude, we're doing really good.
No. That was me slapping my hand.
A curse word per 10 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, and this time I'm saying more of them.
Yeah, that is true. So, also, I've been thinking about growing out... I'm so sorry, listeners. Talking about facial hair. But last thing, I have to wear my hair in a bun now at work. I have to pull it back. So I'm like, dude, I'm going to do a man bun. Because, like, first of all, I looked up, I was like, should I do a man bun? So I Googled man bun, and the first image I saw was a guy that was shirtless, had a katana on his chest, and, like, had a man bun. I was just like, alright, this justifies everything.
I could have told you that. That's what was going to appear.
It's beautiful. Alright.
Anyways.
Enough about Evolve. That shows you how much we care about Evolve. Now, here's something that we really like. There's a small game called Mortal Kombat X coming out, made by NetherRealm Studios.
And the great Ed Boon.
They're really the only Midwestern developer I can think of off the top of my head. Everyone's in either, well, everyone's Midwest? In California, okay. New York, you know,
yeah, okay,
UK. But for the most part, everyone is just, you know, somewhere. No one's in the Midwest. And so, like, when they do these streams, it's always Central Time, and it always puts a little grin on my face.
Hey, that's a little nod towards us.
So, what happened is that last Thursday, which was February 12th, NetherRealm Studios had a live stream showcasing the characters Katana and Reptile. So, they showed, in Mortal Kombat X, every fighter has three variations, meaning that they have three different I can't really say fighting styles.
It changes their specials.
Yeah, basically, for the most part.
For the most
part. Not in Reptile's case, but we'll get to that later. So, let's just break down, the different styles, for Katana first, since she was the first character. Now, first of all, let's talk about Katana. What do you think about her, like, look-wise?
I like her new look. It looks really cool.
I really like it too.
I've never really played as Katana in the games. I always liked Katana.
I always thought she was an awesome character.
I liked Melina more just because of how brutal she was, but...
I guarantee she's in this game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hands down.
Well, we're both reading the comics, and we'll talk about the comics in a little bit, but first variation for Katana was Royal Storm, which, she, like, zones, and it's pretty cool. Like, she has, like, her tornado, like, honestly, goes out.
I'm not gonna lie, I read all this stuff. I didn't know what anybody's talking about, like, zoning and all that. I got an idea of it, but I'd never heard of it before, because I don't know very many people who play Mortal Kombat.
No, that's a great idea, because many people may not know what zoning is. So zoning in a fighting game is using attacks that are mostly projectiles or go full screen.
Yeah.
So like you're in a different zone, and basically that's what she does in her Royal Storm. I need to stop saying so.
And so. Yeah, it's a hard one to get over.
It's okay, I'll get over it.
Did you do oral communications?
I did. I don't know. This is like
I had the bitch ass teacher that would click every time you said So
I had a teacher that just didn't care.
I wish I had that.
Some days he just wouldn't even show up. But Katana's next variation is Assassin.
She wears
her mask, and she wears, like, these, like, football, like, eye makeup.
Which is gonna reel me towards playing as Katana more, that mode.
She's a rushdown character, meaning that she, her attacks are better close up.
Mm-hmm.
She starts attacking a lot up front. Really, really cool.
One thing I want to say that I've noticed that hasn't really been in most Mortal Kombat games are counters.
She does have a counter.
And hers looks badass.
She teleports up, yeah. Definitely check it out. And then her last one is Mournful, which basically means that her friend Jade, who's the green ninja girl in MK9, if you have no idea what we're talking about...
Mortal Kombat, not even MK9.
If you have no idea what Mortal Kombat is or Mortal Kombat X, you can just skip right through, but it would take, you know, maybe you should check out a wiki.
Look it up.
Understand what we're talking about.
Look up gameplay videos for the new one, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Her mournful one is of the character Jade. But she's pretty much just Jade. It's cool. I never really liked Jade.
I honestly preferred her over Katana. I always forget she exists, though.
Slightly,
is my problem.
Slightly black Katana.
I would say, like, Indian.
Yeah, anything. She has a staff and, like, a shuriken.
She was cheap as hell.
Pretty
okay.
Cool.
I keep saying that about every Mortal Kombat character. In the end,
she was considered the worst character in
really?
MK9.
She was a dick.
Jax is considered the best
character. Yeah, I know. But one of her moves that I could never figure out how to block, she would just slam the pole right on your head, and it looked painful as hell, but I can never figure
out how
That's
called to... an overhead.
I know.
Oh.
I don't know fighting games that well. But
can you not block that? You should be able to do a standing block, not a crouching.
I don't think you could do... I think you had to jump and do something. I can't remember what, though.
Or just dash back.
Yeah. I had horrible reaction time towards the harder characters.
Katana. Cool.
Yeah.
Alright, so Reptile. Reptile, he's pretty much the same character in all of them, but he has a slightly different trait for everyone. His first one is the deceptive one, which he turns invisible. He's always been able to turn invisible. Mm-hmm.
But you can always see him still.
Mm-hmm.
This one, they've given him, like, full invisibility. You can't see him.
Well, you have to meter burn or hold down.
Yeah, that one.
Or hold down. That's the new part, is that you can hold down now.
I just feel like even the player themselves, unless they play as him as a lot, is going to get lost, too, and it's just going to be funny. Because they're going to think they're somewhere else, and someone accidentally punches and just gets a huge hit on them.
Well, that has to be the worst one, because the really good players are going to know where you are.
Yeah.
And if you're a really bad player, you're going to have no idea where Reptile is, so...
I'm going to assume every time someone gets invisible, they're going to jump.
It's a niche. It's a really niche variation. It's probably his worst one. His next one is Noxious, which might be his best one. I don't know. This one or his next one is, but Noxious is basically... He gets stinky. He's stinky.
I just assumed he's, like, secreting acid now.
So he
it's
has
a noxious fume. You don't want to breathe it in.
He has a green aura around him, and what it does is that you take chip damage. What chip damage is basically what it sounds like.
You chip away.
Basically, when you block in a fighting game, you always take, like, a little bit of damage. That's chip damage. And so pretty much you'll always... Your health bar, if you get close to him, will progressively take... more and more damage, just a little bit, but it adds up over time.
And he also has his move where you shoot acid on the ground and then you start building up way more.
That move alone has chip damage, and you can use that with any of his other variations, but in this one you start taking double chip damage, and then if you start blocking and he starts attacking, you'll take like triple chip damage. You get where this is going, but
you're just gonna be a little chip on the ground.
Yeah,
you'll be a little Dorito.
A little green Dorito. So, a little Mountain Dew Dorito. what's cool about that is that you can counter that with a zoning character.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting far away, that's what I would do. He does still have his bubble.
Ermac.
And
telekinesis his way to the top.
And his last one, which is the coolest one, is Nimble. Basically, all he does is he has this move where he does like a shimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And time slows down and for a set amount of time. And if anyone has played the game Injustice, made by NetherRealm Studios, and has played the character Flash, his ability in that game is the same thing. They just brought it over to this game. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like it. His animation is cool. So, that's all our news. For Mortal Kombat, I wanted to talk about the comics, but we'll talk about that next week, because we're running out of time. Going pretty smooth.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Our last one was just...
Ugh.
It was a train wreck.
Mainly the sound, in my opinion.
So...
Also, this helps the iPad.
Yeah, look at me. I got an iPad, iPhone, and laptop.
And four consoles right there.
Four consoles right here. Not counting the new 3DS.
Jesus.
This is ridiculous.
And Jennifer Lawrence watching over us.
And we have Jennifer Lawrence and Phil Collins watching over us.
We got a celebrity all-star cat.
Right there. There's Phil Collins.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've seen him.
Just making sure.
We got all-star cast just all around us right now.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Surrounded by the gods. You know, people are going to think that, like, I'm really spoiled. Here's the thing. I'm, like, broke. I just spent all my money on this stuff. I've bought this laptop.
Not broke. You got four stacks of money right there.
That is true, but that's because I work at Olive Garden, and it was Valentine's Day. So, I bought this laptop. I bought this PS3. I bought this PS4. I bought this Wii U. I bought this new 3DS. I bought this iPhone. The only thing I didn't buy was this iPad, so... Yeah, anyway.
Hey, you bought a lot of the apps on it.
Now all everyone wants to steal from me, so need to get our last one, which is our most important one. So, on 2 days ago, this video came on. It was an apparent video of Rayman being selected on the Wii U Smash Brothers screen. Everyone thought it was real. I thought it was real. Including Ubisoft, I was real. The day after, Ubisoft made an announcement saying that... Hold on. Sorry. Just reading something. I thought it was something that was really relevant to the news we're talking about, but it isn't. But anyway, so Ubisoft said the announcement that, we're going to look into this. The day after the Ubisoft said that... let's see if I can bring up the video. A YouTuber called... Artsy put out a detailed, did a how-to on how he made it, using, like, just ridiculous Photoshop, all these crazy, programs, and basically, it took him, like, hours and hours and probably days and days to make, what looked like a leaked Smash Brothers, roster. Everyone thought that was real, including me.
I've seen this. I thought it was fake.
Really?
Yeah, when I saw it, I thought it was fake.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I didn't know what you're talking about. I thought he actually was like, wait, that was actually real? No.
Well, didn't you say you wanted Rayman Smash Brothers? Like, you thought it'd be a cool...
That'd be a cool one. I thought so.
I'd be cool with it, too. But
still want Snake.
My only problem is that for the third-party characters, we have Pac-Man, Mega Man, and Rayman. Too many mans.
Yeah.
Too many mans.
That's funny, though. Snake doesn't have a man in his name.
It's Snake Man. That's a Mega Man 3
really?
Boss.
Snake Man. Does he have a bandana? Hides in a box?
No. He shoots out like these little green things that go on the ground.
Was your power just you shot it and just stick to any surface?
Yep. It was all right. He was an easy boss, but like he probably had my least favorite weapons. So, all right, that wraps up all of our news for today. You like the five news stories, or should I make it like 10? And we
I like five.
I think five is like perfect because
we get off track pretty easily. So
I mean, most podcasts and radio shows do that.
It just makes it easier to fill it out because we did 10. Holy crap!
This whole setup is much better.
I like this one. Yeah.
We don't have like two microphones that like we're really getting that close. That we
have to be afraid of blowing into.
Now we're just chilling by my desk with, paper. Well, not paper, an iPad and a phone. Everything.
I was about to say Childish Gambino lyric, but we probably would have lost a lot of fans.
Why? People don't like Childish?
No, just the line I was about to say.
Oh, you're gonna say like the N-word.
Real N-word filling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We were. All right. So, before we start cursing, this has been a long podcast. A successful first one, I would say.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening. So, Mikey, where can they find you?
Right now, I'm going to change my Twitter real quick to Be Mikey instead of Thunderpope.
Be Mikey? How would you spell that?
Not Be Mikey. Okay. It's just going to be Mikey, not...
M-I-K-E-Y,
Mikey, at ThunderPope07.
Is that going to be, like, the whole, like, Twitter?
I have to have the... Yeah, that's just going to be it.
All right, well...
Or Mikey R.
Mikey R. Hopefully that's not taken.
Well, you can have similar ones, can't you?
You can't have the same one, but you're going
to... I thought you could have similar ones, just you'd have a different at. Because I'm pretty sure people have done that.
Oh, yeah, you can have a different Twitter handle. So you're Mikey at...
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Mikey at ThunderPope07.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm Devin. I'm at Devin. All dogs go to Devin. That's D-E-V-I-N, no spaces, and two, the number. The only reason why it's the number two is because it's one letter too much. It's too good. It's too good, man. It's too good. All right, so you can follow the show at Pixel Donkeys. This is all Twitter handles. If you'd like anything, you can email us at pixeldonkeys@mgenews.com. Mgenews.com is the website that helps us out a lot. It's where you can find the podcast. You can also find the podcast on YouTube and Google Play. So, yep. Thank you very much for listening, and you guys have a great day. If you'd like to be part of the show, please email us.
Wear a jacket out there, okay?